Hi there. The word for you today is become God's friend. Jesus said in John 15, verse 15, I have called you friends. David the psalmist desired to know God above all else. In the Psalms, he used words like longing, yearning, thirsting, and hungering. Psalm 27, verse 4, reading from the Living Bible, the thing I seek most of all is the privilege of living in his presence every day of my life. Again, he said in Psalm 63, verse 3, your love means more to me than life. Jacob's desire was so intense that he wrestled with God all night, saying, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And the amazing thing is, God, who is all-powerful, let Jacob win. Why was that? Well, because wrestling requires personal contact. It brings us close to him. Paul was another man whose passionate desire was for intimate friendship with God. Listen to what he writes in Philippians 3, verse 10, reading from the Amplified Bible. My determined purpose is that I may become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. You say, I'd like to have a closer friendship or relationship with God, but I'm so busy. The truth is, you are as close to God right now as you desire to be and discipline yourself to be. You see, friendship with God has got to become your passion. You must intentionally seek it. That means answering questions like, do I value it more than anything else? Is it worth giving up other things for? Is it worth developing the habits and skills required? Am I willing to say, Lord, more than anything else, I want to know you? You know what? God's answer to that prayer has always been Jeremiah 29, verse 13 and 14, reading from the Message. And I quote, when you get serious about finding me, says the Lord, and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed.